Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Another company wants to conduct a survey of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Alaska Public Media reports the Interior Department says the activity does not require a permit, despite Interior not allowing a different company to conduct a seismic survey in the refuge last winter, out of concern the heavy machinery could disturb polar bears. Steve Wachowski is a senior advisor to the Interior Secretary for Alaska Affairs.
We initially reviewed all our regs, all our authorities, and it's pretty clear in our seismic regs that aerial activities that do not have a ground presence on federal lands, we don't have the authority to enforce our permit.
Exactly what the company called CGG intends is not clear, though its website says its services include electromagnetic imaging from airplanes and helicopters. The company did not respond to an email for comment, and the Interior Department did not provide CGG's notice of intent. A BLM letter advises the company that caribou often have calves in the refuge during the season CGG proposes to work. The letter also says low-flying aircraft can cause caribou and polar bears to flee. Wachowski says the Fish and Wildlife Service recommended CGG get advanced authorization to disturb a certain number of polar bears.
It was a recommendation, not a requirement. We can't require people to seek an incidental harassment authorization.
Wachowski says the company will still be required to act responsibly and the government will enforce the law against any irresponsible actions. Trustees for Alaska and other environmental groups wrote a letter objecting to the survey. Attorney Bridget Passerianos at Trustees says the work likely involves a substantial number of flights at altitudes as low as 500 feet.
We have reason to believe that the level of activity we're looking at here is at a higher intensity than the other activities and flights that are more commonly done in the refuge, like recreational flights, scientific research studies.
Passeriano says the lack of transparency is also a problem.
A lack of clarity as to what the process will be moving forward.
Wachowski says he doesn't know whether CGG will begin its survey this year. Meeting last night, the Fairbanks City Council unanimously defeated a bed tax hike. The current 8% hotel-motel tax pays for tourism marketing, community organization grants, and city services. Mayor Jim Matherly proposed increasing the room tax to 9.5% this year, 10% next year, and 10.5% in 2021. The additional revenue, about $600,000 this year to $1 million by 2021, would all go toward city services. But the council voted it down after hearing opposition from industry representatives.
Bottom line, vote no tonight, please.
Kathy Hedges chairs the city's tourism marketing organization, Explore Fairbanks. A 30-year veteran of the industry, Hedges was critical of hiking the single industry tax.
Right now, the decision you are looking to make is that, is it appropriate for us to tax one segment over the other? It just happens to be you're looking at the visitor industry.
It makes us less competitive. Every dollar that we charge more than anybody else as a destination makes us a less competitive destination.
Candlewood Suites manager Lloyd Husky said the hotel industry might have supported the proposed bed tax increase if the additional revenue was invested in tourism.
If this was going to, you know, a convention center or more towards the Explore Fairbanks, there might be a little bit more amiability to this.
What will hurt tourism is public safety and the issues we're having around public safety in downtown.
Mayor Jim Matherly pointed to budget pressure on essential services like police and fire due to shrinking state funding, a situation he said is driving new local revenue proposals.
2 years ago, I put an increase in the property taxes on the ballot. I got roundly hammered for that. It was turned down by the voters.
Only two people voiced support for the bed tax hike. Peter Stern pointed to budget strain on another area of city services.
The city has cut the budget level of public works for road maintenance and winter maintenance to a point where it's becoming extremely difficult to get good service out to the residents.
Council members acknowledged the need to raise more revenue and agreed to work on new ideas. The Alaska Legislature finished its work on the operating budget yesterday without setting an amount for this fall's permanent fund dividend check. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that the Senate passed the spending plan a day after the House, which also delayed action on the PFD. The budget includes more than $4 billion in spending directly controlled by the legislature and $190 million in reductions. The biggest cuts are to Medicaid and the ferry system, while public safety and corrections see increases. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman says the budget keeps downward pressure on spending.
We had to negotiate with the other body. We had to give, meet in the middle. And we did that in good faith, both bodies. We came up with something that's workable.
It's not clear whether or how Governor Mike Dunleavy will use line item veto to reject the entire budget or make additional cuts. Both chambers passed a resolution starting a new working group, which will make recommendations on how the state should use permanent fund earnings in the future, including a formula for setting permanent fund dividend checks. Stedman says he expects the legislature to set the dividends in another special session by September 1st. The Senate passed the operating budget unanimously. The House voted 22-15, with all minority caucus Republicans voting against it. The only other item left on the agenda for the special session is the capital budget. The session's last day is Friday. I'm Dan Bross.